From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Begin with breaking news in the United States, where various media outlets are reporting that at least four transit officers were shot in Dallas, Texas Thursday night during a protest over the police-related shooting deaths of two African-American men this week. One of the transit officers was killed, according to the reports. Police are on the scene at this hour. We'll bring you the very latest as the story continues to unfold. The shooting of Alton Sterling in Louisiana and Philando Castile of Minnesota has sparked protests in several U.S. cities Thursday. The deadly shooting is raising questions about excessive police force, especially against minorities. U.S. President Barack Obama is urging American law enforcement to eliminate racial bias from its ranks.
When people say black lives matter, that doesn't mean blue lives don't matter. It just means all lives matter. But right now, the big concern is the fact that the data shows black folks are more vulnerable to these kinds of incidents.
State and federal investigations are underway into both shootings. The officers involved are on administrative leave. Presumptive Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump met behind closed doors Thursday with House and Senate Republicans. House Speaker Paul Ryan called it an opportunity for members to gain information about Trump's campaign, and some of the attendees expressed enthusiasm for the candidate. But dozens of Republicans shunned the get-together, and others refused to endorse Trump. The encounter on Capitol Hill came less than 2 weeks before the Republican National Convention. This is VOA News. The U.S. State Department is reopening an internal investigation into whether Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton and her top aides mishandled classified information when she was Secretary of State. The move comes a day after Attorney General Loretta Lynch agreed with the FBI recommendation that no criminal charges should be filed in relation to the incident. FBI Director James Comey told a congressional panel Thursday that investigators found no evidence that Clinton or her aides intended to break the law. Comey added mishandling of classified information can have consequences.
I didn't say there's no consequence for someone who violates the rules regarding the handling of classified information. There are often very severe consequences in the FBI involving their employment, involving their pay, involving their clearances. That's what I said on Tuesday, and I hope folks walk away understanding that just because someone's not prosecuted for mishandling classified information, that doesn't mean if you work in the FBI, there aren't consequences.
The investigators found that just over 100 classified documents in the more than 30,000 Clinton emails they reviewed while she was the country's top diplomat. More than two dozen people were killed Thursday in an attack on a Shiite shrine north of the Iraqi city of Baghdad. Gunmen and suicide bombers attacked Sayyid Muhammad Shrine, apparently targeting families gathered to celebrate the Muslim observance of Eid al-Fitr. Senior Australian Minister Christopher Pyne is claiming an electoral victory for his Liberal Party-led coalition. Pyne said Friday the government has won 74 seats in the House of Representatives and is likely to win three more. That would give it more than the 76 needed to form a government. But vote counting in Australia's election is still going on, and official results could be days away. The opposition has not conceded defeat, and there has been no victory statement from Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull. Poland's parliament has approved an amended version of controversial changes to the nation's constitutional court. Opposition members and many Western allies have expressed alarm over the proposed changes, believing they compromise the government's system of democratic checks and balances and the rule of law. The issue is expected to come up at the NATO summit, which begins Friday. It is also expected to be one of the topics President Barack Obama will discuss with his Polish counterpart at the summit. North Korea said Thursday the most recent U.S. sanctions imposed on its leader, Kim Jong-un, amounted to a declaration of war, vowing to take strong retaliatory measures. On Wednesday, the U.S. blacklisted Kim, along with 10 other people and five government ministries and departments, for the first time over human rights abuses. It is the first response to the U.S. action. Pyongyang urged Washington to withdraw the sanctions immediately. For these stories and more news, join us at voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown reporting.
That's the latest world news from VOA.